WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night's College Station City Council meeting included approving the Metropolitan Planning Organization's future highway plans. During that conversation, Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman James Benham brought up getting sidewalks built for students attending the new Pecan Ridge Intermediate School and starting next fall, Welborn Middle School.
The folks are primarily coming from Creek Meadows. I spoke to the HOA out there.
Yes, sir.
So I know they're concerned about it, and I think they've got good cause.
They're about to have sidewalks on both sides of the road, and they're going to have crosswalks.
And that's what we need to make sure it gets done.
Long, long overdue.
There will also be a traffic signal at Reuter Road and Greens Prairie Trail. Home sales in the Twin Cities decreased while the median price of a home increased in this year's third quarter compared to the same quarter last year. Board of Realtors President Chad Hovde says it would have been hard to top 2016's numbers.
If you think about 2016, I mean, that was a record high year. I mean, we had record home sales. So being down 1% off of a record home sale year is not bad at all.
Hovde says they attribute the 1% decline in home sales to a 30% increase in inventory.
We're much higher than the state average on the amount of active listings that are loading out. And that's what's different than 2015 and 16 is that our inventory was less and a little bit more scarce.
Hovde says although they have seen an uptick in home sales during the fourth quarter, they are still unsure of what they are calling the Harvey effect. While some people have relocated to the Bryan College Station area, others are still waiting to see the full effect of the hurricane has on the Texas housing market. Local drunk driving arrests over the weekend includes a Wixon Valley man with 4 DWI convictions.
59-year-old Rodolfo Diaz Jr. told a Bryan policeman, according to the arrest report, he had drank for the first time in 12 years because he was upset at the passing of a friend. The officer had responded to a report of a reckless SUV last Friday night in the area of Highway 21 and the freeway. Diaz is out of jail after posting a $10,000 bond. A crash that damaged a fire hydrant and 4 vehicles in the parking lot of a College Station apartment complex resulted in a DWI arrest. According to the arrest report, 27-year-old Gregory Poteet of College Station told police his intent was to take out the fire hydrant. No further explanation was given as to why he crashed his pickup around 11:30 last Friday morning at the Enclave Apartments. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For some, the holidays are a time to share with friends and family. For others, it is a time to grieve for loved ones who are no longer with us. Gary Rowe is a chaplain and grief specialist for Hospice Brazos Valley.
The holidays are just chocked full of memories. It's a time when we get together with family and with friends. We all have traditions that we don't even know about until someone is missing.
Rowe says hospice is providing a seminar, Handling Holiday Grief, to give people in the community practical ideas for handling grief during the upcoming season. This free event is Saturday, December 2nd at Aston Mansion. Seating is limited. You can RSVP online at hospicebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you want the guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station, look no further than the Brazos Life Annual Manual. Whether you're planning a dinner or night out on the town with friends, or want to learn about new business ventures in BCS, Brazos Life is the guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2018 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595. That's 695-9595.
Hi, this is Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Attention homeowners and renters affected by Hurricane Harvey, if you need more information about the FHA Disaster Relief Program, the 203H that allows homeowners and renters unbelievable opportunities for home ownership after the devastation of Hurricane Harvey, call me. Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Remember, this program allows you, the borrower, to rebuild or purchase a new home if you own or rent it in the federally declared disaster areas with no down payment and only a minimum credit score of 600. I also have down payment assistance programs and tax credits available for anyone wanting to purchase a home, even if you weren't affected by Hurricane Harvey. Remember, you get to choose your lender. So please don't hesitate to contact me, Janelle Carver, or my team at Cornerstone Home Lending to see what you can qualify for. NMLS 208153. Cornerstone Home Lending, a faster, better way to mortgage.
Howdy, howdy, good morning. It's Tuesday. Let's do weather, sponsored by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference.
Satellite photos this morning showing a little bit more cloudiness moving across the state than we had at this time yesterday. We'll have clouds and some sunshine today, 70 to 75. There may be a brief shower during the evening. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 50 to 55. Sunshine will develop tomorrow. It'll be breezy and cooler with a high of 60 to 65. Clear cold tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Thanksgiving Day looks good. Lots of sunshine, high 65 to near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Mac Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops looked awfully good last night in a 72-55 win over Oklahoma State. As you can imagine, Coach Billy Kennedy was quite pleased.
I thought we did a good job handling their pressure, especially the first half. We had, I think, 10 or 11 assists. And when we share the ball like that and play the defense that we're capable of playing, we're a tough team.
And we'll hear a little bit more from Coach Kennedy coming up, as well as Robert Williams had a big performance, his first game back from suspension. Also, Aggie football's Derek Tucker's racked up some accolades, and both the Spurs and the Mavericks were in action last night. So we'll talk about some NBA, all that more coming up in sports.
Well, there you go.
There you are.
So, yeah, I watched a little of that.
Did you now?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah, no. Same.
They looked awfully good, and it's a lot of fun to watch, because if you'd like to see some big-time dunks and everything else, then this might be the Aggie basketball team for you.
Of course.
Just don't get too excited. Yeah. You know what happens when Aggie fans get excited
right.
about
Whatever,
things.
I'm just saying.
They end up getting disappointed.
Exactly.
So anyway, we'll see.
Course, always expect the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah. They were playing in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm sure the Brooklyn A&M cheer team was there or whatever. I don't know. There are a lot of basketball games being played in places that don't have many people sitting in them.
Yeah.
I wonder if our buddy Patrick Zeiert was at the game.
Well, yeah, you know, I don't think he's a basketball fan.
I don't think he really is either.
And the other thing is, just because you're in a place called New York, it doesn't mean
you're close.
Yeah, close, or is it easy to get?
He lives
to.
In Queens.
Right. Yeah,
he works like in Manhattan.
Yeah,
he
does. Yeah, he works.
Do you know where
Manhattan.
Any of those places are in relation to one another, Zach?
Yes, I do, Chelsea.
Okay.
I have Google, and I've looked at Google Maps, and I know where the five boroughs are. Okay.
Well, let me see. I'll text him in a minute and see if he made it to the Aggie game.
There you go.
We'll see what
it's what 7:13 their
yeah,
time.
I'm sure,
so,
no,
oh yeah, he's up.
No, well, yeah, he's probably on his way to work. As a matter
yeah,
of fact,
yeah, you got to leave like an hour and a half
yeah,
before you got to get anywhere.
New York. I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there.
You're right. A Tallahassee couple says that they found a frog in their glass of water at the Waffle House.
What?
A frog.
He was dehydrated,
and they took a picture of it.
Oh. Did they still stay and eat their meal?
I'm not sure. Claire Sheet says that she and her husband were... Yeah, that's a very good question.
Yeah.
They were sitting sipping their drinks while waiting on their food there at the Waffle House, and her husband eventually looked down
at the glass.
How do
you not see the frog?
I don't know. It was a little frog. I will grant you.
Okay.
It was a little bitty one.
Yeah, but still. She says, my husband's drunk. There's a whole frog just floated around in the water.
A whole frog, better than a half a frog.
There's
probably
a frog
right.
in my glass.
Dumped the glass of water out onto the table to make sure is what she saw. Her husband had already taken a few sips. Sure enough, it's a frog, she said. Claire said, the whole frog in a water drink, and you're at a restaurant, and your hair's in your food, and sometimes it... Maybe a little piece of plastic from packaging.
But a frog, she
used the word amphibian.
Oh.
I know.
Big word.
This was an amphibian, and it's not something that you definitely lose your appetite over immediately.
You don't?
Yeah. She said, it's all right.
It's okay.
Yeah, she said, it's not something that you definitely...
I guess the French eat frogs,
She must have been really hungry.
Yeah.
The couple left the restaurant, filed a complaint with the Waffle House corporate office and the state health department. Department inspected the restaurant 4 days later on November the 9th.
4 days later? Yep. Feel bad for the people who ate there in the three days in between.
Found 11 violations, including food residue buildup in the coolers, grease buildup in the Now, see, they say grease buildup in the cooking area like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. You got to use some of that
clean
grease.
It, though.
Yeah, when you're cooking breakfast, though, you know, having a little bit of leftover probably works for them, nonetheless. Mm. Anyhow, they said that those violations were corrected by the end of the week and that it posed no immediate threat to the public.
Well, I'm hungry now.
She says, my husband and I have always enjoyed Waffle House, but being that that happened, it kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth? Yeah, I'm guessing so.
She's got jokes.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be a good. Of course, the Waffle House released a statement saying they're really sorry that that happened.
I'm sure
looking into the matter. Sure.
We got a lot of info.
Mission.
And once again, maybe they'll have frog on their menu sometime soon.
Frog legs at Waffle House.
Good work.
Now, full frog.
Yeah. Would you still want here at College Station, though? Would you still want one?
Yeah, we got to have a Waffle House.
Yeah, we need a Waffle House. We're part of the SEC.
I feel like people want one just for status, not so they can actually go eat there.
Status? Yeah.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Brenham National Bank wants you to try our new BNB Bill Pay Plus. It lets you pay anybody, anytime. It comes free with our reward accounts. We encourage you to open one of our reward accounts and try BNB Bill Pay Plus. It's so easy to use that we know you'll like it. Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Member FDIC.
At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, hey, we got some birthdays today.
Birthdays? We do have birthdays today.
Do we not have days?
Yeah, we're just going straight into it, Scott.
Or, I'd put something on date. Top
of it. It is World Hello Day.
Hello there. Good morning.
You know it. It's also World Television Day.
Hey,
all right.
There you go.
When you consider there are parts of the world that don't have television, that's a little bit problematic, maybe. It's False Confessions Day.
Ooh.
False Confessions?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, admitting to something that you didn't do.
All
right, it's Entrepreneurs Day. We're good that we have those because we need them.
Yep.
Now, I don't get this. Now, if I'm mistaken here, let me know, but I believe that Thanksgiving is on Thursday. Is that right?
It is.
That's what I heard.
Okay, so why would today be Pumpkin Pie Day? See, and why would today be Stuffing Day?
Oh.
Because it is.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is Thanksgiving is not always on the same date.
Right.
So
if it's going by dates.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just,
Well, I'll go research that.
But 2021 seems like it would be pretty early for Thanksgiving,
You're right. Even for an early year.
We'll see. Let me see if I can just find real quick why it happens to be National Stuffing Day.
Maybe you're going to stuff yourself?
Ideal day to join a National Stuffing Day, it says here, as Thanksgiving Day is right around the corner, and we're already thinking about the delicious turkey stuffing that is a traditional part of Thanksgiving.
But don't you need the turkey to even make the stuffing?
Well, no, you don't.
Well, you people don't.
Sometimes,
need
sometimes
it.
They do it without turkey.
But that's the best way to do
no, it. Yeah, no, it is. It is.
And then, so
it's
anyhow,
soak up all the juices.
That's juices.
All they couldn't find turkey out juices. Anything else. You know, we talk about candied corn. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About how old it possibly is.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't the Pepperidge Farm stuffing mix probably fall in that category too?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, how old is some of that stuff? Do they just take it and put it back in the warehouse until next year?
Like, I mean, it is dried bread.
Right, it's not going to get any drier, probably. Yeah. So just back there. So I don't know. Maybe, maybe not.
I mean, yeah, those boxes, I'm sure they have a expiration date.
Maybe so.
Probably
maybe
pretty
so.
Far out.
Should be, yeah. Well, look forward at the dollar store maybe in a week.
And sure. Is there any other time of the year, maybe Christmas, that you would eat stuffing?
Well, you know, stuffing. You know,
and I think Easter, too.
Well,
Easter, some people
really?
Do Easter.
Stovetop mm-hmm. has worked on changing that, though.
Yeah, and we, every once in a while, we would have stuffing as a side dish, just randomly.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because stovetop, you just put
I'm
a little water on it.
I'm not sure what the chemicals are in there. I kind of like the idea of doing the Pepperidge Farm thing. And,
okay.
Because it's kind of like instant mashed potatoes.
Right.
I mean, if that works, that's fine. But, we'll work on that. All right, we got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Carly Rae Jepsen is turning 32.
Please tell me you have it. Please tell me. Yes. This is crazy.
Here's my number. So call me maybe. Oh.
So many YouTube videos.
Remember back in 2013 or 2012 or whenever that song came out?
Yeah.
Just filled everybody's ears with joy and wonderment.
Yep.
Huh?
So,
huh?
Anyways, she's turning 32 today.
Well, good for her. Has she had a hit since then?
No.
I do not believe so. I believe she's one of them one-hit wonder
ladies.
She set
the bar really high.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hope she made money off of it.
I would think a little bit. Yeah.
And I don't know who wrote that. Why don't we say, who wrote Call Me Maybe? Because they made a lot of money off of that thing. I don't know about Carly Rae, but anyhow. All right, in the meantime, we'll go on and look at other
people. All right. Megan and Liz are turning.
Oh, it's by her, I think.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Wow,
okay.
She's
a
do-it-all artist.
Yeah. She
did
okay.
Megan and Liz are turning 25, fraternal twin sisters, country pop duo. I've never heard of
Megan
them before.
Megan and Liz.
That's
their name? I mean, like, their band name?
I think that's their band name, so I've never heard of them. Whatever.
Me neither.
Jenna Malone is turning 33. Now, she was in Hunger Games sequel, Catching Fire.
Okay.
She was also Jake Gyllenhaal's girlfriend on Donnie Darko, if
anybody
watched that movie.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, anyway, she's turning 33. Rain Phoenix of the Phoenix Clan is turning 45. Sister of Joaquin, Lake River Phoenix. So, the hippie Phoenixes.
Got that.
Michael Strahan's turning 46 today.
Oh,
the,
okay.
The Gap.
Yeah.
And he seemed
doing
like,
well on Good Morning America.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't watched him on Good Morning America, but he kind of jaded Kelly Ripa there whenever he left.
Yeah.
Ken Griffey Jr. turning 48 today.
Okay.
So he's a Hall of Famer. Troy Aikman, a Hall of Famer, turning 51. Got a lot of good, good
sports birthdays
today.
Yeah.
Bjork is turning 52 today.
What's his other name?
It's a woman.
Oh, okay.
It's a woman.
I had no
Bjork?
Idea. Bjork? Yeah.
Okay, Bjork. No Bjork is a
who
female.
Is she?
What?
Who is she?
Do y'all not know who Bjork is?
How do you spell that?
B-J-O-R-K, but it's got an O with an umlaut
Bjork.
Over it.
Yeah, okay.
Bjork.
Oh, she's an Icelandic singer-songwriter.
Yeah, back in the
90s.
I don't know how on earth y'all didn't know who Bjork was.
Because if you put together a list of Icelandic pop singers.
She comes to mind.
Yeah.
She is at the top of the list.
She was kind of a big deal back in the day.
Because she's weird. She was like the Lady Gaga.
She was really weird. And I went looking on YouTube for her songs, and we went down a rabbit hole. And now I'm pretty much scarred for the morning.
Okay.
So we won't play any of her songs, though.
Good.
I don't think it would.
Well, today is Workout Tuesday.
Well, I don't know.
Would it work for that? No?
Okay. Or we can go to Call Me Maybe again.
Well,
if you
we
want.
Might.
Yeah, there we go.
Alexander Siddig is turning 52. Now, he plays Ra's al Ghul on Gotham.
Okay.
Duran Martel on Game of Thrones. Hashtag RIP.
Nicolette
Sheridan is turning 54 today. Desperate Housewives. Now, she was engaged to Michael Bolton for a long time, I think. Her and Michael Bolton were a thing for a long time. Lonnie Jordan is turning 69. Now, he's the singer and keyboardist for war. You might recognize a couple of their songs, one being...
All my friends, Miller Lowrider.
Uh-oh, George Lopez show is on again.
Yeah.
So he's turning 69 today. Goldie Hawn is turning 72.
Oh, my.
Kate Hudson, of course, is her daughter. Yep. Oliver Hudson is her son, and he's in a lot of stuff, too. Dr. John is turning 77 today.
I know who
today.
He is. I didn't know who Bjork was. But, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there you go. In the right place, wrong time. Marlo Thomas is turning 80 today.
Wow.
That girl, Rachel's mom on Friends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we don't normally do those who have gone before us, but Harold Ramis would have been 73 today.
Ghostbusters,
yeah. Stripes, Animal House.
Yeah.
Man, he was... really talented guy.
Might want to mark your calendars because we are looking for maybe tour dates of Megan and Liz. So December 2nd, they'll be playing at the University Park Mall.
Oh,
in Mishawaka, Indiana.
I've literally never seen either one of these girls or heard of them.
You could see them on December the 2nd.
Maybe we should play some of their music to give them a little bit
of course. Yeah, on University Park Mall. That's a Saturday. And then, I don't know how long it's going to take for them to get there, but 20 days later, they'll be at Lincoln Hall in Chicago.
So okay.
You got that going on.
Well, are they not coming to the Wolfpen Creek?
Well, not yet.
All right.
Maybe we haven't asked them.
We know people.
Yeah, we do.
We can get this set up. We can get it together.
Megan and Liz.
What do they look like?
Well, one is blonde and one is brunette. So they went for that whole like opposite twin thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. We'll go see if we can find a song.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right. So it looks like the disgraced former FBI director James Comey has crawled out of the woodwork to troll President Trump on Twitter. Over the weekend, President Trump blasted the ungrateful father of one of the UCLA basketball players who were being held in China after a shoplifting incident. President wrote on Twitter, LeVar Ball, father of LiAngelo, is unaccepting of what I did for his son. Well, maybe I should have left him in jail. Comey seemingly took a jab at Trump and tweeted, a good leader takes little more than his share of the blame and a little less than his share of the credit. Hey, Jim, would a good leader leak classified information to the media? Would a good leader cover up the multiple crimes and corruption of the Clintons? Would you write an exoneration of Hillary before doing the investigation? Really? You're going to lecture us on leadership?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, Thanksgiving is here, and most of you, you're going to be seeing friends and family and feasting on turkey, maybe watching NFL games. Okay, wait, check that part. Well, many of you may not be watching NFL games, but it doesn't matter. I have the best alternative to watching football this year. And guess what? It's called Wits and Wagers, the party game. Now, you've heard me talking about this great game for years. I talk about it for a reason. It is the best game you'll ever play. You set it up on the table. You gather around as many people as you want to play. You play with teams. You can stand. You can sit in a chair. You just gather around the table, friends and family. And guess what? Everybody can play of any age. And before you know it, your whole room is going to be filled with cheering and laughter and high fives. And you'll actually be creating family memories for a lifetime. No game will bring you together like Wits and Wagers, now available at Target and Toys R Us. Now get it before Thanksgiving so your whole family can get in on this fun. And you can enjoy them and each other instead of TV or texting or emailing or doing work. Wits and Wagers.
You've heard the name Copy Corner for several years now, and you've probably used them when you were a student, or maybe as a parent, or even in your line of work. That's the beauty of Copy Corner. They're there for every phase of your life. Whether it's course notes or late-night projects, wedding invitations or greeting cards, business cards or construction drawings, Copy Corner can take your idea and help you every step of the way. Call 694-COPY or chat in person on Texas across from Outback. Copy Corner, serving the Brazos Valley for over 25 years.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather, sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775 2929. High today, about 75 degrees. Winds out of the east at 5 to 10. Should be pretty pleasant. Tonight, we'll be down to 51. Then tomorrow, 61 is going to be our high temperature because the winds will have come around out of the north at probably 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, really chilly, 36 degrees, and sunshine for the rest of the week. And by the end of the week, we're back up into the upper 70s. But anyhow, a little bit of a change as we have the wind shift coming up tomorrow. Southeasterly winds right now at 5. We have mostly cloudy skies. It's 53. Okay, well, that's not going to do that. All right, Dow Jones report. Give me a minute. We'll load it up over here and play it from another source. How's that? Okay. All right, here we go.
Now, Nebraska's Public Services Commission has voted to approve an alternate route to the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, but construction could still be scrapped. A Moody's analyst says while the approval is an important milestone, it does not provide certainty that the project will ultimately be built and begin operating. He says pipeline construction would hurt TransCanada's business risk profile and likely put pressure on financial metrics. Justice League opened even lower than Warner Brothers first estimated. The costly superhero ensemble pick grossed $93.8 million over the weekend. The family-friendly drama Wonder made a surprisingly strong showing in second place with $27.5 million. Thor Ragnarok fell to third place in its third weekend in theaters with $21.7 million, while Daddy's Home 2 in its second weekend took fourth with $14.4 million. Crude oil trading at $56.59 a barrel on Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Parents of students at College Station's new Pecan Ridge Intermediate School and the yet-to-open Welburn Middle School have reached out to Mayor Carl Mooney about getting sidewalks.
Because we've already got the kids walking, and I know there's ditches on either side of the road. Some of the folks that have written to me are concerned that they don't see the sidewalks developing in a time that's commensurate with all the schools being operational.
Councilman James Benham said there would be sidewalks on both sides of the road and crosswalks connecting Creek Meadows to the new schools.
Mayor, that would be the sidewalk project I tried to get approved 5 years ago.
Right.
That one.
Okay.
Well, the one at Reuter Road running down there.
Comments from Mooney and Benham at last night's meeting came before approval was given to approve College Station's portion of the Metropolitan Planning Organization's future highway plans. An Oklahoma man is back in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest for an armed robbery at an East Bryan convenience store last January. According to the arrest report, among the witnesses was an inmate who recognized the suspect when they served time a year ago. The man who was arrested, 29-year-old Clint Michael Hobbs, was picked up in Navarro County 16 hours after the Bryan robbery. The arrest report states Hobbs was involved in a multi-county crime spree. Hobbs was identified in a photo lineup by the former inmate and two employees who were held up at the Texaco at Highway 21 and the freeway the early morning of January 3rd. Hobbs is back in Brazos County Jail on the robbery charge and an inmate hold by the Texas prison system. Two more local drivers with multiple driving convictions were arrested over the weekend.
Saturday afternoon in Bryan, a DPS troop responded to a car with outdated registration. That led to the arrest of the driver, 27-year-old Erica Amador of Bryan. According to her arrest report, she has more than 20 active suspensions on her driver's license. According to online court records, she's awaiting trials from four arrests since last December. On two occasions, she's accused of driving without a license with prior convictions, and she's charged with three misdemeanor counts of possessing marijuana. Sunday morning, a Bryan policeman doing speed enforcement near CHI St. Joseph Hospital caught a car going 45 in a 25 zone. According to the arrest report, the driver has 19 active suspensions on his driver's license. That led to the arrest of 28-year-old Charles Lockett III of Bryan for driving with one conviction of driving without a license. He's out of jail after posting bond. A Bryan man booked in the Brazos County Jail for the 16th time in 10 years is accused of giving the wrong name to Bryan police during the first of two weekend disturbances. 31-year-old Daryl Green Thurman's accused of identifying himself as 27-year-old P.J. Thurman. This was in the parking lot of a convenience store at Highway 21 and William Joe Bryan Parkway, where a crowd between 70 and 100 was present and several fights were taking place. After officers determined the correct identity, the suspect was found Sunday about 3:30 in the morning, where he'd been yelling at his mother. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Third quarter home sales in Bryan College Station decreased 1% compared to last year's record number. Board of Realtors President Chad Hovde says one factor is a 30% increase in inventory.
A lot of folks kind of jumping out there, putting their property on the market, trying to make sure they capture the residual of those high comps from 2016. Because obviously the sold comparables have increased substantially in 2014, 15, 16. And so I think this is kind of the residual of folks jumping in trying to capture that.
Hovde thinks fourth quarter numbers will be good, but they're still unsure of the residual of what they're calling the Harvey effect.
There are some, you know, some folks displaced from Hurricane Harvey that are looking in the Bryan College Station area. But, you know, you also have some folks that are kind of sitting on the sideline to kind of see how that impacts, you know, the overall Texas housing market.
Hovde says the median price for a home in College Station is $245,000, while it is only $184,000 in Bryan. Together, that is an $184,000 in Bryan. Together, that is an increase of nearly 10% compared to 2016's third quarter.
And I think that has also to do with our dirt prices here, new construction. I mean, our lot costs in both cities have increased substantially, and we have some of the, you know, highest lot costs in the state.
More information on the local and state housing markets can be found at texasrealestate.com. If you're grieving a lost loved one this holiday season, Hospice Brazos Valley wants to help. Chaplain and grief specialist Gary Rowe says their Handling Holiday Grief seminar provides practical tools to get through the holidays.
We think it's very important to take your own heart seriously, to take the grief seriously, and to come up with a very simple plan for what you're going to do over the holidays, because, I mean, with regard to grief, because if you don't, really, the grief sets the agenda rather than you setting the agenda.
Rowe says the free seminar, which includes a question and answer session, is Saturday, December 2nd at Aston Mansion. Seating is limited, so they ask you RSVP by going online to hospicebrazosvalley.org. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth, plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 $2 implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOME to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text HOME to 99,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text HOME to 99,000. That's HOME to 99,000.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available, with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
During the year-end closeout, Tom Light Chevrolet will not be undersold. Now get employee pricing on a new 2017 Chevy car or truck. You pay what our employees pay for the best deal of the year. We're pulling out all the stops. Hurry, huge selection, employee pricing, and outstanding service. Tom Light Chevrolet, we will not be undersold during the year-end closeout. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet in Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find your road. Available on select 2017 Chevrolet models. See dealer for details.
Good morning, 642, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will bring us some sunshine today, but we've also got cloudiness drifting across the state, and that cloudiness will be with us throughout the day, 70 to 75. A brief shower possible through the evening, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. Clearing, breezy, turning cooler tomorrow, 60 to 65. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunshine Thanksgiving Day and a little milder, highs 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops got a big win last night, 72-55 over Oklahoma State up in Brooklyn. Robert Williams, his first game back from suspension, had a good one, 11 points and 11 rebounds.
I was happy to help my team. You know, I was about to play without me. They were playing so smooth, you know, sharing the ball, and I just tried to come in with that same mindset. So, extra pass, do more, as we say, extra pass, celebrate the pass.
And we'll break down that matchup a little bit more, as well as looking at Fighting Texas Aggie football. Nick Starkle, some of his teammates talking about how well he's been playing. Of course, he helped lead the Aggs to a 31-24 victory over Ole Miss last Saturday. As well as Dante Foreman, the rookie running back for the Houston Texans, is out for the season, it looks like. We'll hear from Coach Bill O'Brien. All that and more coming up in sports.
So there you go. Just dancing real quickly through the politics thing, since, you know, the boys and girls are gone.
Yeah.
D.C., you know, they're back in their districts working. Work. The Hill reports that memos and other counterintelligence documents say that an FBI informant is gathering extensive evidence during the 6-year undercover about the Russian plot to corner the American uranium market. Hmm. Remember, we talked about this about 2 weeks ago.
Uranium.
Evidence allegedly involves the Obama administration.
What?
Oh, I can't imagine they did anything wrong, because they're the ones who approved this deal that will allow the Russians, who some people think might be our enemies,
the Russians,
to actually buy uranium, you know, that could be used for, all sorts of things, mm-hmm. like bombs and stuff. Not necessarily maybe by the Russians, but the Russians could sell it on to somebody else.
Right.
Anyway, the whole idea that we were selling them this stuff, they're looking into it. Of course, people say, well, Hillary wouldn't allow that to happen.
No, of course not.
But, of course, Bill got a $500,000 speaking engagement from the Russians, and they gave over $140 million to the Clinton Foundation. But that would not in any way influence her.
But they're
her.
Friends with Trump. They're
of
not
course,
friends with Hillary Clinton.
So it's anyway, so that's going on.
By the way, uranium looks like kryptonite. It's like greenish. Or at least in some of these pictures.
Does kryptonite really exist, or is that just in Superman movies?
Yeah, no, it really exists, Scott. Everyone has kryptonite.
I didn't know that.
Your kryptonite,
They look alike, huh? Wow,
that's amazing. Like, you know, everybody has kryptonite.
Sure.
Yours is stuff on the top shelf.
Boom, there you go. I can't get to it. Each year, approximately 300,000 students begin 8th grade in Texas public schools. Well, you know, they're saying that students need to get the highest possible education they can so that they can go ahead and make money, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, with support from the Greater Texas Foundation and the Houston Endowment, there are two philanthropies that do this kind of thing. The Texas Tribune has used this information to find out, well, just how many of those people who were eighth graders back in 2005 have now graduated from college.
Mm.
So, to give you the idea for Region 6, that's our region, we got about 12,000 students, okay?
Okay.
Now, in 2005, 12,000 students in 8th grade. So of those 12,000, 9,000 of them graduated from high school. Okay, that's 75%.
Okay.
And
that's still kind of low.
Well,
seems like it.
And 6,300 enrolled in college.
And this is out of how many again?
That's out of about 12,000. So you're looking at about 53% of them enrolled in college. Well, 21% of them finished.
Mm.
Start with 12,000, graduated from college, 2,500.
Wow.
At 21.2%, that is higher than the statewide average. So, yeah, exactly. So, again, we've talked about it forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe college is not the right way to go for some people.
Yeah, it's not.
And so you need to find ways to raise the salaries of people who don't have college degrees. And again, like the crafts, the trades, those sorts of things.
By the way, Scott, I've done some interviews for halftimes for our high school football for a lot of these. And I've been able to visit with the vocational teachers or people that are in charge of the vocational stuff at the high schools in Bryan College Station. And they are super pumped about everything that they're able to offer. They offer barbering. They offer they have their own barber shop, I think, at Rudder. You know, and they offer a ton of stuff. And people, it seems like, are really geared towards that now.
Well, here's the thing that they need to remove from all that, and that's the stigma.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to make sure those people understand that
it's okay to take those classes and to work towards a career that may not require you to go to college.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you're a dummy because you're doing that.
Right, and it may require, obviously, extra education, you know, further, you know, educate classes in cosmetology, school, or other, you know, different types of certifications after high school. It's not like it just ends after you're graduating from high school, but that it may not be your typical college setting that you're going into.
Right, and a lot of these kids, I mean, you can go into business. CTE is the correct term for it, career and technical education.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a lot of these kids will go on to higher learning when they take, as Chelsea mentioned, classes at a secondary school or in college, but it just won't be the same career path as a lot of maybe your generic student, so to speak.
And I don't know that shouldn't be identified earlier. I mean, that's the other part of it. Maybe by as early as 5th or 6th grade, you may need to let those kiddos go into a different track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because once they learn, proper grammar and composition, then spelling, let's move them on into something else so that they're not having to worry about trigonometry or advanced math or algebra 2 or anything like that.
I shouldn't have had to take any math classes.
What do I
have to use math for?
Yeah, well, you have to figure the time for
your
sportscast.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
And you have to figure out, you know, like we do in play-by-play, how many yards are left if there's, you know, first and 10 and they get
I still have so much trouble with that.
ASAP Equipment is the Brazos Valley's best independent repair shop for construction and ag equipment. ASAP will come to your job site with our fully equipped service truck to perform everything from preventative maintenance to major repairs. Discounts are also available on rental equipment while your machines are getting serviced. Call John Jarvis with ASAP Equipment at 690-1106 or stop by our shop at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road in College Station and visit us online at asapequip.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Probably 90% of the pruning that we see done to plants in Texas either was done improperly or it wasn't needed in the first place. Some gardeners appear to be clueless. So let's approach it from the opposite side. Let's point out some of the worst pruning from recent years. Listen to what I have to say and see how many of them you recognize. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it? First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that will cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays. 800-752-4769 or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're talking about the worst pruning decisions of recent history, and we're going to start with topping crepe myrtles. You're going to see this winter the year's onslaught of this terrible practice. It usually sets in just after the holidays. Professionals call it crepe murder as they shrug in disbelief as to why any gardener would ever want to do that to such a great plant. Some will argue that it makes their plants flower better, but the truth is it delays flowering by 4 to 8 weeks, and it results in fewer total flowers in the process. It does not help the flower count. Research actually shows that any pruning at all done to the tops of crepe myrtles at any season is harmful. That even includes removing seed heads in the summer, a practice many of us used to assume was important. Remove extra trunks and damaged branches as you need to, but never leave stubs. Don't top crepe myrtles. How about peeling bark off trunks when large limbs are removed? If you've ever cut a 2x4 on a sawhorse, this is the same basic concept. Unless you're careful, the wood will break before you complete the cut, just from the weight of the wood. You can hold a 2x4 to prevent the splitting, but what do you do if you're cutting a large and awkward limb? Follow the 3-step approach to pruning. Begin by making an undercut about 1/3 of the way into the bottom of the branch, somewhere between 10 and 15 inches out from the trunk. Second, move a few inches farther out on the branch and cut completely through from the top down. The weight of the branch will pull the bark back, but only as far as that undercut. Your third and final step will be to remove the stub virtually flush with the trunk. How about leaving stubs when limbs are removed? Identify the branch collar when you cut a large branch. It'll be the swollen area of the branch where it attaches to the main trunk. It will be somewhat like the delta of a river, and you want to leave 1/4 inch of that collar when you remove the branch. That will minimize the size of the wound, and it will let the cut surface heal more quickly. How about unnatural forms in shrub plantings? It's difficult to have a natural-looking landscape when your shrubs are cropped into long, boring rows of square plants. Instead, you need to choose plants whose forms and sizes will fit the surroundings you have for them, and then allow them to grow without constant shaping. You'll save time, and you'll save frustration, and you'll have more handsome gardens in the process. So, also, the final thing we ought to mention is don't use pruning as a means of controlling plant height or plant width. I guess that's obvious. Getting the most from your nursery experience at our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:54. Robert Williams racked up a double-double in his first game of the season, and Texas A&M men's basketball rolled to a 72-55 win over Oklahoma State last night up in Brooklyn. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Thought we did a good job handling their pressure, especially the first half. We had, I think, 10 or 11 assists. And when we share the ball like that and play the defense that we're capable of playing, we're a tough team to be. We've got a lot of depth, we've got a lot of weapons, and fortunately our unselfishness was a big part of us winning the game against a good Oklahoma State team.
Aggie junior DJ Hogue led all scorers with 18 points, while Williams added 11 points and 11 rebounds in his first game back from a three-game suspension.
I was happy to help my team. You know, I was about to play without me. They were playing so smooth, you know, sharing the ball, and I just tried to come in with that same mindset. So, extra pass, do more, as we say, extra pass, celebrate the pass.
Next up, Robert and the guys will face Penn State this afternoon in the Legends Classic Championship. Tip-off is at 5 o'clock at the Barclays Center with broadcast right here on WTAW. On the gridiron, the Aggies have undergone an offensive resurgence with the return of quarterback Nick Starkel. The redshirt freshman threw for 416 yards and four touchdowns in November 11th's 55-14 win over New Mexico. He followed that with a 272-yard two-score performance in Saturday's 31-24 victory over Ole Miss. Here's offensive lineman Coda Martin on a signal caller.
It's been awesome, man. He's great at pushing the tempo, at understanding the offense. He pulls the trigger quick. We've loved just what he brings to the table. And as an offensive line, we give him time, man. He's going to make plays. So that's what we're fighting to do.
Coda, Nick, and the guys will look to keep the good times rolling this Saturday when they head to Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU. Kickoff will be at 6 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Now, in sticking with Aggie football, freshman defensive back Derek Tucker has been named SEC Defensive Player of the Week after logging a pick six and 14 tackles in last week's win over Ole Miss. Tucker from Manville, Texas, also racked up a tackle for loss, a forced fumble, and two pass breakups. Matt Ryan threw for 195 yards and two touchdowns, and the Atlanta Hawks, or make that the Atlanta Falcons, excuse me, beat the Seattle Seahawks 34-31 last night. Russell Wilson passed for two touchdowns, including a scoring toss to Doug Baldwin with 3 minutes left to give the Seahawks within 3 points before Blair Walsh missed a 52-yard field goal try with 2 seconds left to play. Well, Texans coach Bill O'Brien says he does not expect Dante Foreman to play again this season after the running back injured his ankle in Sunday's 31-21 win over Arizona.
I mean, Deontay was starting to really play well, you know, obviously in that game. I mean, he's a big guy. He's a very tough physical runner, good out of the backfield in the passing game. Was really starting to understand our offense. So it's just, it's one of those things, you know, it's tough. It's tough for him, but he's a young player. He'll be back.
Foreman sustained what the team called a left ankle injury after scoring his fourth, or making that his second fourth quarter touchdown in Sunday's win. It also marks the latest blow for the Texans, who are already missing quarterback Deshaun Watson and superstar defensive end J.J. Watt. LaMarcus Aldridge had 22 points and 11 rebounds as the San Antonio Spurs held off the Atlanta Hawks last night 96-85. Atlanta has now lost 20 straight in San Antonio. That's a skid spanning 20 years. Meanwhile, up in Dallas, Kyrie Irving was going to work on the Mavericks in overtime.
Yogi picks up Kyrie, trying to hold him off. On attack down now. Here comes Matthews. Foul is called as he scores.
Mark Followill with a call on Fox Sports Southwest. Irving scored 10 of his season-high 47 points in OT as the Boston Celtics rallied once again from a double-digit deficit to beat Dallas 110-102. Now, Boston has now won 16 straight games. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are at home tonight. They'll be hosting the Montreal Canadiens at 7:30. And a quick correction, Fighting Texas Aggie football's game against LSU is at 6:30 this Saturday, not at 6. So 6:30. Broadcast pregame with Dave and Dave starts at 5:30 right here on WTAW. And that's been your morning sports update.
On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
It'll be 74 today under mostly cloudy skies, about 61 tonight. 61's the high tomorrow after the wind shift. Tomorrow night's low 36.